Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking the Magic. You're listening to episode number 435. We are continuing our Would You Rather in this episode today, so I hope you liked the last one because we're doing it again.
Yeah, we also, on last week's episode, had a little bit of a trivia question that you had to guess the answer to. Kind of one of our new shirts that we just released over at clubutm.co. Again, clubutm.co. You can go check it out. But somebody got the right answer. We'll announce the winner.
It was not only the right answer, you had to be the first one. So thank you for everyone sending your messages. It was really hard because everybody listens to the podcast in different times, but this had to be like the very first download,
well,
I guess.
I mean, listen, if you want to win, you got to get in there quick, right?
You got to do it, right?
Sometimes time is of the essence and you need to get in there before anybody else. You got to do it before anybody else does.
So this is a winner of my Galactic t-shirt that is just created in Club UTM. You don't have to be a member of Club UTM, by the way, to order merchandise. This one is from the People Mover. It's on your right hand side. If you're on the People Mover, look to your right or you'll miss it.
Yes.
It's inspired by that.
You know, also anybody who orders merch on clubutm.co gets a little video message from us.
A little thank you.
Yeah, a little video, private video message.
Little thanks for thinking of us.
That's right. So if you do order some merch, expect one of those.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for everybody for listening in, tuning in. Thank you for submitting your answers. It's a lot of fun.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Would you rather? Part two. I said that if we did this fast, my Boston accent will definitely come out.
We also talked to Boston accent, Club UTM after dark. We should do one of those. Like we just let our accent flow free.
Mine comes out the faster I talk for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. I think that's when it comes out the most. When you slow down and you're more methodical with what you say.
Yeah.
Not you, but in general.
Yeah.
You can subdue the accent. It's when you get excited and you start talking quick or you don't think about it, it comes out harsh.
Or you say hard words like popcorn. I really have to focus.
Chimichanga?
Oh, no. Let's not go there right now. All right. Let's start things off with Would You Rathers from us. And then we actually had a few people submit their Would You Rathers over on Club UTM. So that's fun. So we'll go through those as well.
Somebody in Club UTM did a rapid fire one, which was fun. We had this kid G come on inside of Club UTM and share. Kind of did 10 real quick Would You Rathers from somebody. You did one. And then I did one. And then G did one. We shared that in video form over at Club UTM. So if you are a member, go check that out. All right, let's get into some of these would you rathers now. That's enough chit-chatting for now.
Okay.
All right, start number one. Living with the land. Would you rather the original version, the one we see now, but not holiday related, or with the Christmas light overlays as you go through Living with the Land? Which one would you rather?
During the holidays, it's called the Glimmering Greenhouses, and you get to go through the whole interaction with really pretty lights around. I never realized how special it can look just with like little string lights around plants.
I never realized too that we'd never go on it too much at night. So going on it at night with the greenhouse kind of darkened with the Christmas lights on it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I gotta say, I don't even have to think too much about this one. I think I'm going to choose the glimmering greenhouses. That's hard to say.
That is kind of tricky to say. All right, I'm with you on that one.
I think it's extra special. I understand they do it for the holidays, but it looks so pretty. I wish they would leave them on all the time.
They should do some sort of light overlay in there. Maybe not holiday related, but just something to give it a little bit of plussing up.
Yeah.
But I do like the light ones. I think it was pretty cool, especially if you've been on a lot or your family has been on it a lot. It gives you something else to look forward to. Now I understand why people in Disneyland love the holiday overlay at the Haunted Mansion so much, because if you go all the time and you've been on that 1,000 times, it gives you something different to look at.
Yeah. Next one. Would you rather, this is also holiday related, Christmas tree observing at the Grand Floridian, I almost said Grand Californian, or the Wilderness Lodge? Which Christmas tree would you rather, I guess, look at, observe, hang out?
I want to hang out at the Wilderness Lodge. The Wilderness Lodge is a great place to hang out. I mean, I know you're probably not really wanted to hang out there if you're not staying there, but it's a great kind of environment, especially. It has a holiday vibe, even if there's no tree there. They got the fireplace, the rocking chairs. It's got a nice cabin feel to it. I like hanging out there, even if it's not during the holidays and there's no tree to look at.
It's super pretty. It's super like luxurious with like the rich woods and very kind of comforting. It feels like a warm hug when you're in there, but like also there, it's, you could tell it's a deluxe resort, right? This is a lot of really pretty surroundings. And obviously the Grand Floridian is beautiful. And then you also have the bonus of the gingerbread house. So I think this one's tricky. I think I'm going to answer as Grand Floridian though, because the bonus is that gingerbread.
I mean, that's a good answer. The Floridian's a little bit harder to get into, though, if you're just kind of hanging out. If you're just hanging around.
It's just hanging around. It could be a little tricky to get there, but I think it's worth it. Worth the challenge of getting there.
Yeah, they're a little snooty over there. They don't like visitors. You got to be able to be part of the club.
It doesn't have that kind
of. I'm never part of the club over there. I'm never allowed.
Yeah.
All right, next one. This is going to be a little universal thrown in here. Cabana Bay Beach Resort or Disney's Pop Century Resort. Which one would you rather?
These are both value resorts, right? They're both value resorts, but obviously they're two different worlds because one's in Universal, Cabana Beach Bay is in Universal, and then Disney's Pop Century is, of course, in Disney World. Both of them are really cool and retro because you have the Pop Century starting from the different eras, so you can have a really fun kind of feeling going back in time. And the reason why I threw it against Cabana Bay is because it's also a value resort, but they also, Cabana Bay Beach Resort, prides themselves on that old school 60s retro beach resorts.
Yeah, you also have to figure you're at Cabana Bay, which is in Universal, or you're at Disney. So maybe that goes into consideration too. That being said, I know we have a shirt that says, my heart says Polly, but my wallet says Pop, which is probably one of the most popular shirts that we've ever created.
Yeah.
Even by people who we see at the parks, they can all, it's pretty relatable.
Even in Universal, actually. Like some of the team members there, like, they love it.
That's great. Yeah. I know. So that's available too, by the way, for sale. If you want to give someone a Christmas present. All right. I'm going to say Cabana Bay. I love Cabana Bay. As much as I don't want to say Cabana Bay because I don't want it to get super busy and have everybody stay over there. Mm-hmm. I want to kind of keep it private. I got to say Cabana Bay.
All right. Let's make it a little harder because Cabana Bay, I think I'm choosing because of their suites. Let's eliminate the family suites and just do just a regular room at Cabana Bay versus Disney's Pop Century. Maybe the tower, but not overlooking Volcano Bay.
That's like saying, let's take the Polynesian and take away the Tonga Toast and the volcano pool. It's like, that's the whole thing. Like, that's the part of the, part of it.
You still get the really fun lobby at Cabana Bay. You still get a lot of their amenities, like their bowling alley, their game rooms. I think it has one of the best cafeterias in a resort.
For options and food quality.
Mm-hmm. So you still get all that. And of course, two pools. I guess I'm selling that one still, huh?
Yeah, I think I'm still choosing Cabana Bay.
Okay. All right, I am too, actually, because I really love it there. I love how they were able to do a really old school retro theming. And then I love all the amenities. It's a great place to go. I think, like, especially if you're down in Florida during like rainy season or whatever, there's plenty to do at the resort. So for that reason, I'm choosing that one. All right.
The only thing that Disney's Pop Century has going for it is the expense in the Skyliner.
I know. That's the thing. And of course, you're in the Disney bubble and you're around.
Yeah, but you're barely in the Disney bubble. Let's be honest. At Pop Century, you're barely in the bubble.
No.
You're on like the fringe of the bubble.
I think you're still in the bubble there, especially when you board the Skyliner and go to Epcot. That's full circle to
me. You're as far as outside of the bubble as you could possibly get without being out of the bubble.
I think this is a hard one though, don't you think? Like, just think about the resort itself and then, I don't know. I'm really nostalgic, I guess, seeing like the cars from that era parked in front of Cabana Bay Beach Resort. And then again, their cafeteria kind of reminds me of the sci-fi dine-in theater. So all of that kind of makes me want to be there more.
Yeah, I agree. All right, next one.
They need to do that in Disney.
Would you rather?
Okay.
Ice cream, yes. And would it rather be at the Boardwalk Ice Cream Shop or Salt and Straw?
So Boardwalk Ice Cream or Salt and Straw, which is at Disney Springs, which I know is not your favorite, Bruce, but Salt and Straw has a lot of unique flavors, and it's just really yummy.
We've been to Salt and Straw a few times, and I do agree. And you know what Salt and Straw does really well? They also allow you to sample. So you can take, and it's set up for sampling, so it doesn't make it awkward at all.
Yeah, I think they almost encourage
it. Yeah, they want you to try them out and try different flavors. I bet you, because if you try multiple flavors, you're going to like multiple ones, and then maybe that time you get something, and then you'll come back again because you want to try that other flavor.
So I'm looking at their menu right now. They have pear and blue cheese ice cream. They have, hang tight, folks. I promise this gets better. Strawberry, honey, balsamic with black pepper, salted malted chocolate chip cookie dough, which I think G had the last time we were there. It was really yummy. Just a lot of unique things.
So would you say Salt and Straw is more of a experimental ice cream place? If you like different flavors, you want to try something new, go there. Boardwalk Ice Cream is more of your traditional ice cream kind of shop.
Yeah, except the Boardwalk Ice Cream has the best, I think, sundaes, in my opinion.
And it has the boardwalk, which means you're not in Disney Springs. So correct. I'm choosing Boardwalk Ice Cream. I like Salt and Straw, and it's got some cool, unique flavors that you can try. To be honest with you, I'm more of a traditionalist when it comes to ice cream. I will try ice cream flavors that are unique, but it's not something that I would want to go to multiple times. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a traditionalist. Give me an ice cream sundae, a little coffee ice cream, a little ice cream sundae, and I'm good to go. And I can get the same thing every time.
Yeah.
I don't need blue cheese in my ice cream.
Yeah. It's funny. I like regular ice cream too, but I do appreciate some unique flavors. I love Universal's chocolate chili ice cream that they have at Wizarding World. That's like one of my, I literally dream about that. So they don't have that in Salt and Straw, so I'm choosing Boardwalk ice cream.
Plus, you get to the ambiance of the boardwalk. You get to have your ice cream, and if you're lucky enough to maybe get one of the tables outside, you get to enjoy the boardwalk while you're eating your ice cream versus the chaos of Disney Springs when you leave Salt and Straw.
Yeah, it can be a little busy and chaotic
for sure. But maybe you like the chaos.
Yeah.
Next one.
Okay. Next one.
Epcot or Magic Kingdom twice in a single trip. Which one would you rather? So you're going to go to your vacation. You get to go to one park two times. Two times.
Twice.
Which one are you going to go to? Epcot or Magic Kingdom?
Okay, I'm going to throw one little thing in there because my mind is always going to go to Magic Kingdom. That's my heart. But if Epcot's holding its Festival of the Arts, I'm going to say Epcot.
I think I would have said Magic Kingdom a while ago, but Epcot lately has been growing on me.
I love Epcot.
And now that all the walls are coming down, it's going to be even more amazing because, yeah, maybe it wasn't what we expected it was going to be with the walls coming down, but there's no walls anymore.
It's just ease of walking, right? Not having to walk a mile or two around the park to get to something that was directly across from you.
So I think I'm going to go with Epcot.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, with or without festivals. I mean, the only thing is maybe if, and this is hard because this festival lasts 9.5 months a year. Mm-hmm. The festival, food and wine festival. Yeah. I may not want to do it twice during that, but although I have to say, I've gone a couple times to the food and wine festival lately, and it wasn't that bad.
We've avoided things like Saturday nights. You know, we've eased you into food and wine.
Yeah, I think you got to be a little bit more strategic with when you go.
Yeah.
But it wasn't horrible.
My heart always says Magic Kingdom twice. But again, I love Epcot, so this one was a good one.
I think my heart goes to food.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to go somewhere twice, I think the food in Epcot is far superior to that of Magic Kingdom.
But here's the thing. I eat so much in Epcot that having a plus one day, like another day of eating, I don't know if my body can handle it sometimes.
That's true. But if you think about it and you want to eat, if you go twice to Epcot, you can try many different items.
That's true.
Whereas Magic Kingdom is kind of the same things.
That's true.
There's a lot of things there, but there's way more in Epcot.
Yeah. See, right. I need to take twice in Magic Kingdom only because my first whole day is usually in Tomorrowland.
That's true. That's a harder one than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I know.
That would you rather.
But that's where my heart
is. But Epcot's the right answer. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay. Ring in the new year at Magic Kingdom. All right, hold on. Start it over.
Back it up.
Beep, okay. Beep, beep. Ring in the new year at Magic Kingdom or Epcot, or for Bruce, would you rather die?
Now, here's a little caveat. Somebody in Club UTM said Magic Kingdom, Epcot, or New York City.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't go in the state of New York during New Year's Eve.
Yeah, no.
Let alone New York City.
That's busy.
But.
Well, both of them would be, I mean.
Have you seen New York City? You can't go to the bathroom. It's you get your spot and you're there for 12 hours. How do people do that?
I don't know.
It's very unsanitary.
Yeah. Uncomfortable.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I would rather be in my house. Plus, it's cold.
Yeah.
But Magic Kingdom and Epcot, for the most part, are probably warmer.
True.
If I had to choose Magic Kingdom or Epcot, I think, again.
You're going to Epcot.
I think I'm going to Epcot. I'm thinking of space. You know, if this place is where it's going, listen, it's New Year's Eve. It's going to be partly the busiest time you're ever going to see a park. Which one has more space and more nooks and crannies for me to hide?
Probably Epcot.
That's the one I'm choosing then.
That's probably, I'm not surprised. Yeah, that's a good answer.
You know, because there's going to be busy parts of Epcot, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But there's also, have you seen pictures of Magic Kingdom during Christmas and New Year's?
I don't look at that. I don't know.
I would almost rather die than look at the photo.
Oh.
Let alone be there in person.
Gotcha.
So it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm still choosing, I don't know. I think I'm choosing Magic Kingdom, but I like your idea of Epcot and having nooks and crannies and all that. So maybe that's a better answer.
All right, next one. Tokyo Disney Parks or Disneyland Paris? Now, this is something that people have asked us quite a bit about. And up until recently, not that it hasn't been on our radar, but it hasn't been on our radar.
Yeah, I mean.
But it is now.
Yeah.
And I do want to go to some international parks. I want to see what they have to offer that's different than what we see here in the States, because they all have different foods, different attractions. Even if they're the same named attractions, they kind of are different.
Right.
So I want to see the different perspective of the parks, which would be cool. Now, which one would you rather? Tokyo Disney Parks or Disneyland Paris?
It's a good one. I'm probably going to say Tokyo, although I don't know. It's that flight. I'm still trying to figure out how we could fly for that long. I mean, it took us how long just to get used to going cross country in the U.S.? So that part of it just makes me a little nervous, but I definitely think we would really have a great time in Tokyo.
So L.A. to Tokyo is 12 hours. Oof. And we live 6 hours away from L.A.
Oh.
So if we were going to go to Tokyo, which is my choice, by the way.
Yeah, I think mine too.
I would rather... I want to go to both.
I know.
Let's be honest. But if I had to choose one, I would like to go to Tokyo Disney. Because I've wanted to visit Japan for some reason. I like the culture, the food. It's just something that I've wanted to visit and throw a Disney park in there. And I think it would be cool.
Yeah.
The flight is the only thing that's scaring me a little bit. We would have to go to LA, hang out for a couple days, and then take that trip. I don't know if I could do it all in one trip.
I think that's how we would do it. I'm on the Tokyo Disneyland website right now. It looks so neat. It really does look like a lot of fun. I think we would really have a great time. Although the kids, like I said, they're itching to get somewhere else. But I think they've always thought Disneyland Paris, I think mainly because that's probably the closest one.
Yeah, it's way closer to us living on the East Coast than Tokyo is. I think if I had to say which one would I rather... I think it's Tokyo. Which one am I probably going to go to first?
Probably
Disneyland Paris, right?
Yeah, logistically.
Yeah, because it's just a lot closer.
Yeah. All right, next one. Private fireworks cruise or Seats and Treats fireworks package? Which one would you rather?
Seats and Treats, that's fun to say.
You know what? I never realized that's what they call it until now, until someone wrote it as a question. I was like, oh, Magic Kingdom fireworks, dessert party, Seats and Sweets. Like, I never put the two together for some reason.
Seats and Treats, baby.
I just called it dessert party.
Yeah, that's what I call it. Side entrance, dessert party.
Yeah.
Listen, well, we don't have to get technical on this show.
So the Sweets and Treats, you get to go, one of my favorite areas in Tomorrowland. So you get to go in the Tomorrowland Terrace restaurant where you get to eat, enjoy all these desserts, variety of cheeses and beverages. And it always looks like a really good time. It just like you have like a nice view of the Happily Ever After the show. And it's always like one of those things where I never think of doing until I see someone else enjoying themselves. I'm like, oh man, we should do that once in a while, like sometime in the future. But the fireworks cruise is very intimate, there's something magical about being on the Seven Seas Lagoon, like at night, and it's just the waters glisten and then you get to see the castle. So both of these, you can't go wrong, but I think I'm going to choose the private fireworks cruise.
I've seen the Seats and Treats fireworks package in person. I'm going with the private fireworks cruise.
Oh, it's not for you. Yeah.
It's not that it's not for me, but how many sweets can you eat? You know,
a lot?
I guess you can't eat a lot. What am I saying to myself? I'm lying to myself.
Yeah.
But the private fireworks cruise, if you get a great captain as your boat captain, they can give you a tour. They can give you a little bit of history. So you get a little bit of both, right? You're getting some history of the lagoon, some of the hotels that are there. But then you also get to see, you have your own private space on the water to view the fireworks.
Yeah.
And it's something that I think every family should try to do if you can. I know it's kind of expensive, but if you can save up and on maybe one of your trips, book a fireworks cruise, I think it's something that your family will remember forever.
That's true. I mean, I think you can't go wrong with either thing. Like, I think depending on what you're celebrating, the dessert party is certainly going to be memorable. But I, again, there's just something being on that lake and that lagoon at night that's really magical.
Plus, you don't need a ticket, right? You can just book a fireworks, private fireworks cruise. You don't need a ticket to Magic Kingdom. You get the best of both worlds.
I mean,
you get your own little space to see the fireworks. You get your own cruise, and you don't have to get into the Magic Kingdom and buy a ticket.
Yeah, I think that definitely was something to consider for sure.
All right, next one.
Okay.
Disney Springs or City Walk? Well, we're skipping that one.
Why is that?
I don't want to go to either of those.
Yeah, okay, but choose one.
All right, if I had to choose one, City Walk.
Really?
I think so.
I didn't think you were going to say that.
I don't know what it is about Disney Springs, but I just don't get any enjoyment out of it.
Wow. Okay, because I kind of feel that way sometimes about City Walk. Like, all right, let me just back
up. That's why I said I don't want to pick either. You made me pick one.
I don't mind. I like City Walk, especially when we're going to get some voodoo donuts. I appreciate it. But it's more about if I'm staying on property on Universal and then I'm heading from the boat over to City Walk and just grabbing some food. Or we went to a movie on City Walk. That was really fun. But I do like how Disney Springs, there's like winding walkways, and I like how each area is really different. And of course, I'm really nostalgic, so I love the old Village Marketplace, and I love just being able to window shop and browse. I don't get that at City Walk. City Walk's more like, this is why you're going. Like, you have to have like an agenda.
It's food or nothing.
To me. Well, I mean, they do have like that Back to the Future experience where you could do the escape room and things like that at City Walk. But I unless you're, again, I feel like you have to have an agenda to get there. Whereas Disney Springs, I think you can just show up. You don't have to pay for parking. You show up. It's relatively easy to park and you're there.
Yeah. Disney Springs is definitely more of an experience that you could do. Like, you could make a day of going to Disney Springs. I don't suggest you make a day of going to City Walk. Maybe it's something that you do at night if you want some nightlife. And
yeah.
You have older kids or you're older and you want to go. Maybe City Walk is a place that you can go and hang out at night, but that's not our style. Neither one of these is a place where I'm like looking forward to going to.
No, I know for sure. I know for sure. They're both really busy. They both have a lot of things going on. I mean, if you love food, City Walk has a ton of options. They have some fun things to do for sure, but again, I like getting, and again, it's probably the nostalgia part of me with the Springs.
Mostly, I chose City Walk because if all else fails, I can sneak away and get into one of the parks.
That's true.
At Disney Springs, I'm kind of stuck there.
That's, yeah.
So that's the one I'm choosing. I know that that's not going to be a popular choice, mm-hmm. but it is what it is for me.
Okay.
All right, one sit-down meal at Epcot or three snacks in a country. So you're going to Epcot for the day. Would you rather eat one sit-down meal or three snacks in one country or a couple countries, if you like me?
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Because you're going to have to get full on something. Is it going to be one time you're eating, or is it going to be some snacks? Because Epcot has a lot of snacks to choose from, and there's multiple countries that are on my radar when it comes to snacks when I go there.
It just depends on when you're going, right? Because lately when we go down to Epcot, it's really hot, and I can really appreciate that midday break of being inside a restaurant, really getting catered to and waited on. It feels really nice, and it's a nice break. By the time we're done, I'm refreshed and can do the rest of Epcot.
I agree. We went to Beer Garden on our last trip, which we did a whole review of. You can check that out. I think it was an episode or two ago. And we did that right around, I think we went around 2:00.
Yeah.
And it was the perfect time. It wasn't super busy in the restaurant. We were easily getting a reservation. We got the reservation that day, which was easy. We sat there for about an hour and a half, ate a ton of food, and kind of didn't really need to eat anything for the rest of the night.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, this one's hard because I don't know if I necessarily, like, I loved my meal and I loved getting away from the heat. And now I'm thinking about it. The more I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I was too full to go to the bakery in France. Like, now the wheels are turning in my mind thinking, I think I might be choosing the three snacks now.
I have to break this down. Okay. So if it's me, because I've been to Epcot a lot. If it's me, I would probably choose one sit-down meal. If I'm new to Epcot, and maybe I've only gone once or twice, I don't think I would do a sit-down meal. I think I would rather experience a couple countries in a snack, maybe at three different countries, because I haven't been that much.
And it kind of, you're like, I don't know, the food is part of an attraction, right? So
yeah.
You're going through each country, and then you're trying something from there, and it just it prolongs the experience.
I mean, a mistake I made when I first went, or we went, was like we had a sit-down meal and we did three snacks. It was like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're trying to get all this food in there. It was very filling. But
it was.
I think that it depends on where you're at when it comes to trips to Epcot. If you're new to Epcot, do the three snacks. If you're an experienced person or you go a lot like us, I'm choosing the one sit-down meal.
Okay.
How about you?
I think I'm going to do the snacks again just because I'm thinking about how little I got to enjoy that day that we ate there at Beer Garden. And it was my fault. It's all you care to enjoy.
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
And I do. I try to get my money's worth, so I eat everything. And I don't know if that was the smartest thing.
All right, let's go on to the next one.
Okay.
Do you, and this is a hot topic. I don't know. We might get in trouble for this one.
Which one's this?
Do you go left to Mexico or right to Canada when you're visiting the World Showcase in Epcot?
Oh, yeah, this is very controversial.
I don't know if it's controversial, but they're very passionate about their choice of which one, in which side you go to.
They're very opinionated and really strong-willed about which one.
They're kind of like me with Tonga Toast, right?
Yeah.
Like, why is Tonga Toast, what's the best breakfast on property, and why is it Tonga Toast?
Exactly.
People are like, which way do you go in the World Showcase at Epcot, and why is it Mexico?
Yeah.
But we go to Canada.
You know what it is? Because we usually go that way, take the boat. Like, there's a strategy. Like, I like to really extend my time when I'm in the World Showcase. So I usually try to get my family to take the boat at some point. And then it's usually you start walking towards the right where Canada is, and then there's the boat.
Right. Or we go to the land pavilion, that area first, and we just end up going to World Showcase from there.
That's usually what we do too.
And we usually end up at the Mexico pavilion at the end of the night or at the end of the tour of World Showcase, heading over towards, you know, Guardians or Mission Space or those places.
Because nothing says great night than some nachos at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Or empanadas at 8:30. Like, that's how we do it.
And I think the Mexico Pavilion always seems to be the busiest.
It is.
Regardless of what time it's at. So I don't know if there's a great time that you could go that way. And it's like, all right, this is the perfect time to go.
The strategy is there's no strategy.
Yeah, the strategy is for me to end there because that's where I want to get it. I want to get an empanada and some nachos.
It's like familiar, delicious food that you just want to end the night with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got like the nice area too. And as annoying as it is, they make you wait to order till there's people leaving. It's beneficial because you can get a table a lot easier.
Yeah.
So really it's nice to sit in the water there and eat my food while I'm just kind of waiting to leave and see the fireworks.
Yep.
All right. Next one.
Okay.
Via Napoli or Tutto Italia? As I hold my fingers in the air. Like, which one are you choosing?
So these are both at Epcot. These are both Italian restaurants. One is pizza and the other is just casual Italian dining. I mean, it's hard for us just in general. Okay, so number one, Bruce, you're a very much opinionated pizza connoisseur.
That right? is true.
And the other thing is we live in Boston, which is and very close to the North End, which is all Italian, great food here. So it's really hard for us to go out for Italian food,
yeah,
I find.
As a matter of, yeah, and I eat a lot of Italian food at home too.
That's true.
So it's not something that I choose to go out to a restaurant and pay a lot of money for.
With all that being said, I'm going to choose Via Napoli because I always have a good time there. Like, it's familiar. The pizza's good. It's fun. The kids like it. Sometimes when you're in Epcot or in the Disney parks, you just want something that everyone can agree on. Like, you don't have to worry about individuals. Like, everybody loves pizza,
yeah, right?
So it's just an easy place. They have great drinks. And it's a good time. So I'm probably always going to choose Via Napoli for that.
I'm choosing Via Napoli because I'm a pizza addict.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it.
We love pizza in our family.
And I love pizza.
Yeah.
And usually when I'm at Disney, there's not a whole lot of pizza that I enjoy eating in close proximity to where I'm staying. Unless right. I travel to one of my friends' places. But usually, like, Orlando's big. And I have friends who own pizzerias in Orlando, and it's 45 minutes from Disney, even though it's in the same city. So sometimes I need to do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. So if I have to choose between Via Napoli and Tutto Italia, I'm choosing Via Napoli because it's not the greatest pizza you're ever going to have, but it's the best pizza you're ever going to find in Disney.
Yeah, there's some other options I think that are pretty good, but this is definitely one of the things, like, again, it's familiar. They use good flour. They use good ingredients. Doesn't make us feel gross when we're done eating. That's a big thing in our family. Like, we all have to feel good after we're eating. If it's sometimes they use cheap sauces and cheeses at other places, and it you can feel it.
Only time it makes me feel gross is when they send me the bill.
Yeah, sometimes it's a lot for five.
And I'm like, wow, I kind of feel gross.
Well, everything's expensive nowadays, right? So that's yeah. All right, next one. Movie, would you rather movie remakes like a live action or sequels to movies you love but down the line?
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Because I'm not really fond of either of these. I'm not fond of the live action ones. I'm just not fond of them. I don't know why it is. I just feel like they were classics. Just leave them alone. I almost feel like them remaking a live action is just them to do something versus letting the people who create movies be creative and come up with a new idea. So I don't like live action. So as much as I don't love sequels, because they're usually not as good as the first, I'm choosing sequels on this one.
Yeah. I like the live action that is like a different story, like Maleficent, I really love. So that's a live action sort of Sleeping Beauty movie, but it's the story of Maleficent. I wish they would do more of those because I really like that. I like how they made her, like, you. There's a lot of layers to Maleficent. She's complicated and she's, you know, you just got to get to know her a little bit and maybe you'll like her and understand her, right? This one's hard. I don't know.
This is like choosing Disney Springs or City Walk for me. Like, I don't want either of them.
I liked the live action Cinderella movie. I thought it was beautiful. I thought the dress was beautiful. Again, it was, I don't know.
I thought Maleficent actually was pretty good.
Yeah.
For the live action one. I'm trying to think of a sequel that Disney did that was pretty good. I mean, all the Toy Story sequels were pretty good.
True. And all the, Monsters, Inc. was good.
I think the Cars sequel was good. I don't know about the third one.
Yeah.
But the second one was good. Well, and our kids enjoyed that. So maybe, true. Yeah, I'm sticking with my sequels.
Okay, sequels. I think I'm gonna say
Disney Springs.
I'm gonna say sequels. How about that?
All right, good.
I don't know.
We're both in agreement.
Just gonna agree with you so we can move on.
All right, next one. Would you rather?
Okay.
A VIP tour with a group, like a group of people that we don't know, or
just a group.
Okay. Another park, an extra park day with just your family. Okay. Yeah. So it is a group that we don't know. You go on a VIP, but it's a VIP tour, but you're with people you don't know, or would you rather an extra park day with just your family? Now, it depends on when this is, because sometimes I would rather be with another group than my own family.
Yeah.
Depending on how everybody's hanging, like if it's hot, if we've been together for a week already. If we're staying in the same hotel room, like there's a lot of circumstances that I would have to take into consideration for this question.
Well, are they going on the VIP tour with their family maybe?
I am.
And then so you're stuck with your family anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But you know what? When you're on a VIP tour stuck with your family, it's like eating dinner on a cruise ship with a random family. Your kids always act a little better because there's somebody else around.
Yeah. So I'm going to say VIP tour.
Me, I'm with you.
Right?
I am with you on the VIP tour because even if your kids are having an off day, which, listen, you're in Disney, right? Everybody's tired, can be a little cranky. There's a guide there. So they're going to be kind of on their best behavior in front of other people, which I think will be helpful for me.
That's how we do it here.
So VIP tour all the way.
All right.
Plus it's a VIP tour.
Right? It's the best. Okay. Next one. Would you rather have a free home in Golden Oaks?
Yes.
Or a free hotel plus tickets for life?
Okay, well, so you get a free home in Golden Oak, but you don't get into the park at all.
Right.
Or you can get a free hotel plus park ticket for life. Well,
you could just see the fireworks from probably your house.
Yeah, I bet. Backyard. You'd definitely be able to hear the fireworks and see the fireworks from Golden Oak.
Does everybody know what Golden Oak is? Should I?
Probably not.
It's basically like these epic homes that are on Disney property that, I mean, they're McMansions.
They're private. It's a private community on Disney property, and there's only so many of them available.
Yeah.
Or at all.
Right.
Which means, why would you ever choose free hotel room plus a ticket? Because with a Golden Oak home, you buy that today, 10 years from now, it's going to be worth probably at least 25% more.
They average 6,500 to 12,000 square feet of air-conditioned living space. Why do they have to say air-conditioned living space?
Because it's Florida.
They have, but I mean, if I'm paying $10 million for a home or getting it for free, I'm hoping there's AC.
You know what? With my luck too, it's like this, would you rather? I'd be like, you know what? I'm taking the free hotel room plus tickets. Like, great. Here's your hotel room to all-star movies. And I'm like, Really? I gave up a house at Golden Oak for a ticket to All-Star Movies?
Oh my gosh, I'm looking now on their website. They have cottages at Symphony Grove. Tucked in among the homes of Symphony Grove is a hamlet of charming cottages arranged in an eclectic mosaic of architectural styles. These look like Snow White, like storybook homes. They average from 1,800 to 3,800 square feet. All AC, with AC, by the way.
Golden Oak it is.
That looks so neat. I didn't know they made them look like that. Yeah, I think I'm going to go to Golden Oak.
Yeah, come on. That's an easy one.
That's living the dream right there. All right. Next one. Stand in line for Peter Pan every time you come to the parks, or eat a pizza at Pizza Planet every time. Must know you.
Oh, yeah. This must be for me.
Yeah.
I thought this said eat at Pizza Planet, and I was going to say, you know what? I'll eat at Pizza Planet because I don't have to get pizza. I can get a snack. I can get a drink.
Yeah.
No. But it says eat a pizza at Pizza Planet. They were very specific, which means I'm standing in line at Peter Pan.
Definitely.
I would rather die than eat a pizza at Pizza Planet in the current form.
Peter Pan is not as bad as it used to be, and you got to admit that. I mean, I think the line does move a little slower due to the fact that they have a lot of things to look at in the queue now where they didn't before. But it is nice because you're in the AC and there's just, again, things to look at. I think it's like a catch-22 because I think it makes the line longer. Like, I saw people in front of me that were lingering a little long because they saw Tinkerbell.
Right.
But, yeah.
I couldn't eat it. I can't eat pizza. I'm sorry. I can't eat the pizza at Pizza Planet. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
My friends would make fun of me.
Next one, splurge on the resort and save on meals, or splurge on meals and save on the resort. That's a good question.
This is a good question. I think it determines how many days in the park you're going. Because if you're going, a lot of people go to they say to us, I'm going to Disney for a week. I'm going to 6 park days. Why, you're not going to have that much time for the resort.
True.
So if you are a person who loves the parks and if you go for a week, you spend the vast majority of your time in the parks, splurge on meals.
Yeah.
And enjoy your time in the park because you spend so much money on the resort. If you're going to be in the parks the whole time, why spend that money on the resort?
I like the moderate resorts to me are like splurge enough. I mean, values, I think that if you're going to stay at a value, I think you should look at other, like maybe do a split stay at Universal or there's just so many different options with value. But to me, moderate is all I need. Like that to me feels very luxurious. So if people are thinking, oh, well, I have to pay deluxe prices and then I can't do sit down meals, then I would say give the moderates a chance.
Like, yeah, French Quarter or Coronado or Caribbean Beach are all great.
Riverside even has come a long way. Like the mansions that they've done and just it's really great. All right, next one. Would you rather Big Thunder Mountain or the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train?
No question. Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder.
This is easy. This isn't even a question I need to answer.
Okay. Would you rather watch World of Color from the Incredicoaster? This is over in California Adventure. Or fireworks from Big Thunder Mountain?
Wow. That's a great question. The fireworks from Big Thunder Mountain can't be beat. Yeah. I think I'm choosing Big Thunder Mountain on that. Incredicoaster is kind of incredible. I don't know if I could handle watching fireworks and being on at the same time, to be honest with you.
Color, yeah, I don't think it would happen.
You know, I mean, it might be cool.
Break your neck.
But I don't know how much I would be able to experience the actual viewing of it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold on for dear life as I'm on Incredicoaster.
That one's I got stuck on the very last seat on the Incredicoaster, and it was so much fun. But when we were going upside down in the loop and I had my eyes open so you can see the entire track and like the whole ride going above you, it was a lot to handle.
As intense as Big Thunder Mountain is, it's not as intense as Incredicoaster.
No.
But you are right in the water there. For the World of Color, would be kind of cool to be right on the water on Incredicoaster as you're going through the kind of shows going off.
Yeah.
But I think I'm still at my age. I think I'm choosing Big Thunder.
Disney California Adventure side entrance through the Grand Californian, or would you rather Epcot side entrance via the International Gateway?
Now, this is another great question. And the only reason I'm choosing Disney's California Adventure, the side entrance through the Grand Californian, is because I'm in Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know, Disneyland has a special place in my heart. I love it so much. I think that I would rather be in California Adventure and the Disneyland area than I would at Epcot, to be honest with you.
I like these both. I like International Gateway is great, but I agree with you. Going through the Grand Californian and actually being in the park like that, I don't know what it is. It's unexpected.
Yeah, you go from your hotel, if you're staying there, mm-hmm. from your hotel to the park.
Yeah.
That can't be beat.
It really can't. Whereas, like, the side entrance in Epcot via International Gateway, although awesome.
Anybody can go there.
Well, not only that, but it's far, like, from your resort. It's still a walk. If you're taking the Skyliner, that's not bad. So you just hop on the Skyliner, come down, and you're there. So that's kind of neat. But you got to try that side entrance through Grand Californian.
Yeah, plus you're in Disneyland. California, that's great. I love that place.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Tour of Walt Disney Studios in Burbank or the Imagineering Campus in Glendale.
Both amazing. Both really cool. Both where the magic happens. Obviously, one is more about movies, which I love. And the other is like more general, right? Imagineering is like everything.
Yeah. So, I really want to see the studios inside. I mean, we've been to the studios outside.
Yeah.
At the gate, awkwardly gazing through the gate, but we've never actually been inside, which we are going soon. So that's going to be something that we can check off the list here.
I don't know. When you think about all the history of Imagineering and how it started and then how it grew to where it is in Glendale, it is a great story. And again, it is where all the ideas happen versus where the movies studios are. You get to see more of the set and props, that kind of thing. Me being such a movie buff and like huge movie fan, I think I'm going to choose Walt Disney Studios, but can't go wrong with either.
This is like the opposite of Disney Springs or City Walk.
Yeah.
You can't lose with either one of these answers, can't. But I'm with you. Walt Disney Studios is something that I want to see. So I can't wait to be able to go there pretty soon. And it is something that I have wanted to see for a long time.
Definitely.
All right, last one. Which one would you rather? We're going to end on a snack here. Snack goals, baby. Here we go. Hot and steamy or chili mango Dole Whip. And for those who are new to the show, welcome.
Welcome.
Hot and steamy is a chimichanga.
Yes.
From Disneyland.
Yes. You can do a breakfast or, you know, nice savory one in the afternoon.
Yeah, or both.
Or both.
You know, you don't have to get shoes. That's not a would you rather. That's part of this. You could have both.
Okay.
Or the chili mango Dole Whip, which
I dream about.
You do love. What the chili mango Dole Whip is a mixture of, it's almost like that ice cream you mentioned earlier, the chocolate chili ice cream in Dole Whip form, right? It's like the Dole Whip and it's got that spicy kind of
twist
topping on it. To me, it wasn't something that I could eat the whole thing by myself. It was definitely great that we shared one, but I'm choosing the hot and steamy chimichanga.
I am going to choose the chili Dole. I'm choosing the mango chili Dole Whip. I love a good hot and steamy, but the chili mango Dole Whip is just being right next to the Jungle Cruise while that's going on, while you're enjoying this sweet, tangy, somewhat, there's a little kick to it, cool treat.
It makes you have three facial expressions.
Yeah.
It's like you take a bite and like the tang hits you and then the sweet hits you and then you get brain freeze.
Our kids asked me, they were like, what is that? What is a loaded Dole Whip? They had no idea. And I realized that it was just you and I enjoying that delicious chili mango delight alone. The kids weren't with us. I think they were on an attraction while we snuck over there.
They were in California Adventure.
I don't know where they were, but they're definitely dying, itching to try it. They want to see what it's all about.
Yeah, not to mention that you push the chili mango Dole Whip as much as I push Tonga Toast.
That's true.
Chili mango Dole Whip is your Tonga Toast. You need a shirt that says that.
Yeah.
Speaking of shirts that say Dole Whip, we do have a shirt that says I like Dole Whip and maybe three people, which has been pretty popular. A lot of people have gotten that recently. It's probably a Christmas present that they're handing out. Available over at the clubutm.co store.
So check it out. All right.
Connie likes Dole Whips and maybe three people, depending on the day.
Yeah.
Although you like Dole Whips and everybody.
Yeah.
That's what your shirt should say.
I like Dole Whips and just good energy.
Yeah, that's what you need. Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to do it. I think that's a lot of would you rathers for one show.
That is quite a bit. And I really had fun going through these. Hopefully you guys like the show and maybe come up with your own would you rathers. This whole would you rather show really came about when we just sat around the table looking forward to our next trip to Walt Disney World. And the kids and us, we just kind of went around the room answering these questions and scenarios. And since then, it's just been this tradition. And I really hope that you guys can find something like that in your family. It's just really fun. It makes planning and anticipating the trip that much more fun, whether it's tomorrow or years from now.
And it's never ending. There's a never ending supply of would you rathers that you can play with your family at home. So it's not like something that, all right, we did all of those. There's so many that you can throw together in combinations. And it's a really great way to get to know your family a little bit and what they like for your next trip. So you can kind of prep the kids without prepping the kids, and they don't know you're prepping them.
Definitely.
So we hope you enjoy this. Send us some. If you want to send us your would you rathers, you know, we'll add them into the list.
Put it on the list.
Well, Unlocking the Magic podcast on Instagram, and info@unlockingthemagic.com is our website. Unlockingthemagic.com for the show notes if you want to go kind of hang out over there and see all the past podcast episodes that we've produced as well over the last 7 years.
Been a while.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye, everybody.